Production. Recorded live.
Welcome and thank you for listening to the American Occupational Therapy Association's Living Life to Its Fullest podcast series. Each 15-minute podcast addresses a different way in which occupational therapy helps people prevent or live better after illness, injury, or some form of disability. Today we'll be discussing backpacks. I'm Dr. Karen Jacobs, a former AOTA president and board-certified professional ergonomist, and I'm joined today by my colleague, an occupational therapy student at Boston University, Miranda Hellman. Welcome, thanks. Miranda.
Thanks, Karen. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's start by talking about backpacks.
Yeah, and Karen, did you know that more than 79 million students in the United States carry school backpacks?
I bet you do, too.
Oh, I definitely do.
And even though I'm not a student, I carry a backpack as well. You know, there's so many people carrying backpacks, and unfortunately, more than 23,000 backpack-related injuries were treated at hospital emergency rooms or doctor's offices and clinics just in 2007.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. And, you know, it may not be that a child goes to an emergency room or a doctor's office, but a parent might see a child saying, oh, my back aches, or my shoulders hurt, or I've got some tingling in my arms, or my muscles just seem so weak after carrying my backpack, or maybe the posture looks a little stooped. So one of the things that's really important is for parents to be alert about how their child is carrying their backpack, what backpack they've selected, and how they're loading it. So what we're going to do on this podcast is help parents and children select the right backpack, load it correctly, and wear it correctly. So Miranda, I'm going to start off with talking about selecting the right backpack. And as we know, backpacks come in different sizes for different ages. There's all different colors, different superheroes on them. You can have your name or initials put on. But choosing the right backpack is really important, and you want to make sure that you choose a backpack that really fits the person who's wearing it.
Yeah.
It's important. I'm sure you did that when you were selecting your backpack.
Oh, definitely. There, and like you said before, there's just so many choices, and it really is hard to know where to start when selecting the right one for you.
Yeah, and especially with younger children, we want to make sure that the parent intervenes. So rather than getting that favorite superhero or that favorite color, that we look first at the structure of the backpack. We want to make sure that the pack has well-padded shoulder straps. I actually like 2-inch wide straps. You want to make sure that the backpack has a padded back, and that's the area that's going to be sitting on the child's back.
Yeah.
You also want to make sure that it has 2 straps, a chest strap and a hip strap. And these are really important because when they're hooked, the hip strap in particular can take a lot of the weight off the shoulders.
Yeah.
You probably have that. I have that on my backpack.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it really does make a huge difference.
The other thing, and I know that you have this because sometimes when you're walking on campus, it gets dark. You always want to make sure that there's reflectors on the backpack, too, particularly as the time changes and we have less light during the daytime.
Yeah, I think that's very important.
It is. And, you know, Miranda, the last thing that parents should look at with backpacks is make sure that they don't get a pack that just has too much room. We want to get a backpack that just has the right number of compartments. I happen to like having side compartments, too, on, you know, one on each side, so that I can put empty bottles in there to fill up water when I get to school. And I suggest that parents do the same with their child's backpack.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
So, Miranda, we've just talked about selecting the right backpack. Can you help us better understand how to load a pack?
Definitely. And loading a backpack is very important because students now are carrying their notebook computers and textbooks, and it just is getting very heavy in the backpack. And so we'll start out with doing a little math here. Now,
Karen, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, we'll see how you do. So a student who weighs 100 pounds shouldn't wear a loaded backpack heavier than, what would you say?
Well, I'm going to guess 15 pounds. So that would be about 15% of the child's body weight.
Exactly. A child's backpack should not weigh any more than 15% of his or her body weight. It's very important. Also, when loading the backpack, it's important to load the heaviest items closer to the back, because that's where they really will get the most support from those shoulder straps and chest straps, and really make it more comfortable to carry it.
So, Miranda, for you, what would be the heaviest thing that goes into your backpack?
That would definitely be my notebook computer,
sure.
And that's what I put in first, followed by textbooks and then notebooks, which are usually the lightest.
That makes a lot of sense.
Definitely. And it's also really important to arrange things very tightly so that they don't slide around in the backpack, because that can cause discomfort when walking around from class to class or to school and back, just making sure everything's in the same place to keep the weight distributed during your whole trip.
Yeah, and you know, it keeps the backpack organized too, so that the student can find anything they need pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it's really important to check what the child carries back and forth to school. And you really want to make sure that your child only takes items that are necessary for the day's activity. What we found is that students use their backpacks like portable life support systems. They just put everything in. And in particular, we see children carrying lots of bottles of water to school. And here's where the parents can intervene and give their child a reusable bottle that they can fill the water up when they get to school. And to make sure that the child only puts in what they need for the day. And here's an activity that parents can do with their children. Mom can empty her briefcase or purse. Dad can empty, you know, a briefcase. And the child. And the evening activity might be going through what they really feel is necessary for the next day.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Karen.
Yeah, good family activity.
Yeah, definitely.
So if the child has a backpack that's really heavy or tightly packed, have the child consider taking one of the items out, maybe a book, and carrying it in their hands. And in fact, that's how I used to carry books to school. I'd have one just in my arms. And then if a backpack seems to be very heavy on a regular basis, you might want to consider a book bag on wheels if the school of your child's school allows it.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you can't get that bag on wheels and the bag is still heavy, it's really important to wear the backpack correctly, which is what we're going to talk about next.
Right.
And when walking around school campuses or college campuses, it's really common to see people wearing the backpack with only one strap or really low slung. And it's really important that the weight is distributed evenly with both shoulder straps, because if it's only on one shoulder, it can cause the person to lean to one side, which can really cause some back pain and discomfort.
Boy, that's really important, Miranda, because, you know, I think sometimes kids think it's really cool to just carry the backpack on one shoulder, or they're just rushing and they just don't think about putting it on. So it's making sure that you have the straps on both shoulders and adjusting the shoulder straps so the pack fits snugly on the back.
Definitely.
And you don't want it, you know, you just don't want it hanging loose from the back. You know, straps can get caught also. And when it's hanging, it's really not allowing the child to move in a way that's really comfortable.
Yeah.
I want to encourage all parents to have their children get backpacks that have the chest and hip strap. And so it's really important that they use those straps. In particular, the hip strap helps distribute the pack's weight more evenly. And that's really important. And we want to make sure that the bottom of the pack rests in the curve of the lower back, and it should never rest more than 4 inches below the child's waist.
Yeah, I think that's really important. That's another very common thing to see, is those bottom of the backpacks hitting the knees, which really is just weighing the person carrying the backpack down. So we've talked about loading the pack and selecting the right backpack and wearing the backpack. And, you know, occupational therapists help people with a broad range of health and wellness issues. And they work in schools to help students learn, play, and interact with others. So now I think we can talk a little more just about general school tips to think about.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, one thing that is really important, and occupational therapists help students be able to do this, but organizing themselves.
Yeah.
In fact, keeping a physical environment, so that could be your desk, your locker, your room, you know, it could be the desk at school, making sure that it's neat so you can find things easily. A lot less time can be spent searching for items if the physical environment is organized. It also allows more time to study, and hopefully that'll help a student do better in school.
Yeah.
Being organized also helps with getting homework, sports, and having time to play with friends. And it also prevents the student from worrying about fitting everything in and helps them really stay focused.
Yeah, and that's very important.
It is. It is for students. And also getting adequate rest every day can help the student learn, grow, and stay healthy. It also helps increase concentration and a feeling of well-being. So having enough sleep and rest is important. So in particular, if you're going to have a test, you want to make sure you get plenty of sleep, eat a good breakfast so that you can concentrate and stay alert, and make sure that you stay hydrated. And if you're finding that you have some concerns about being able to organize yourself, your school's occupational therapy practitioner is the right person to turn to.
I think that's great advice, and I know on the university campus that people don't get any sleep the night before the test and really don't eat well, you know, when they're stressed out. And I think it is important just to remember how much sleep you're getting and really make an effort to eat well when you're at school. It's very important. Another important situation in schools is really the whole social scene, and it really provides a lot of great opportunities for students of all ages. So when you go to school, particularly one that's new to you or changing new classes, it's great to make good friends and really put yourself out there and find people that have common interests with you. And when you make more friends, it really makes learning more fun because you can study together and plan projects together, and the whole social aspect of school really makes it a more enjoyable experience overall.
Yeah, and it helps you stay engaged in school, and that's so important.
Definitely.
It helps you participate, and good friends are so important. Now, another thing that we could keep in mind is staying healthy when you use a computer. And computers are in school, they're at home, they're in the library, they're in all learning environments. So what I'd like to share now is some tips on setting up the computer workstation. Now, if you have a notebook computer, it's really important to have a separate keyboard and mouse and to raise the notebook computer so that the monitor, the screen becomes the monitor and the top of the screen is at eye level. And you want to have that screen an arm's length away. So make a fist, stretch out your arm, and that's how far the monitor on the notebook computer should be. When you're working on the computer, you want to make sure that your forearms are parallel to the keyboard and they're held only slightly above the keyboard. You don't want to rest your forearms or arms or hands on the keyboard. You want to let them float. And the other thing that's really important is to make sure that your lower back is supported while sitting in front of the computer. So if your chair doesn't have some kind of a support, take a small pillow, roll up a towel, or even use your jacket and put it at your lower back in the chair, and that'll give you some back support. You really want to work in comfort when you're using a computer.
Yeah, definitely. And another thing that can help with your comfort is to rest your feet flat on the floor or a foot rest. And if your feet can't quite reach the floor, you can always stack boxes or telephone books or anything really, just so that you can rest your feet more comfortably. It's also important, it's very easy to get caught up when working on the computer and to sit in the same position for such a long period of time when working on a project or a paper or anything like that. And it's really important to remember to take stretch breaks every 30 minutes. And the stretch breaks should last 2 minutes. And there's some great software on the internet that you can download that can help with these stretch breaks and reminding you to take them when you're supposed to.
Yes, because I think sometimes we get so caught up in what we're doing that we forget that we're sitting in one position for a long time. So the key is to change your postures often. And if you need cues, you're right, there's software there to help.
Definitely, and it really does help. I just downloaded software onto my computer a month ago, and it's just made such a difference.
That's great, Miranda.
So, yeah, and Karen, we've really had a great conversation today. I think we've hit on quite a few topics, starting with the backpack and which backpack to select, how to load the backpack, and how to wear the backpack. And then we also talked about general school tips, such as organization, social skills, and using a notebook computer comfortably and properly. So I think that's all the time we have for today, but you can continue our discussion on AOTA's online community, www.otconnections.org. And thank you for listening today. Please visit www.aota.org for details about the next Living Life to Its Fullest episode.
Thanks.